Hello, and welcome to ACT Talks Chats, a podcast program presented by the American College of Toxicology. My name is Dr. Paramita Mukherjee, and I'm delighted to introduce you to Allison Phillips, who will be my co-host in this special episode of ACT Talks Chats. Hi, Allison. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Paramita. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here. And hello to our audience.
Also joining us today are two of the 2018 ACT Award winners. We have Dr. Cheryl Lynn Walker, the winner of the Distinguished Scientist Award in Toxicology, and Dr. Christina Desmet, the Early Career Professional Award winner. Congratulations to you both, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for the invitation. I'm delighted to be here.
As am I.
Cheryl, would you share with us what receiving the Distinguished Scientist Award in Toxicology means to you?
Well, it's such an honor. As you are, of course, very well aware, the American College of Toxicology is one of the preeminent associations for toxicologists. And to be recognized in this way, really, I just couldn't be more appreciative.
Thank you. It's really inspiring to hear that from you. Thank you very much. And Christina, could you share with us as well what it means to you to receive the Early Career Professional Award?
Honestly, I was extremely shocked when I received the call and actually pleasantly surprised. Being acknowledged by my peers for my contributions to ACT is exciting and thrilling, and it reinforces the fact that I know I'm actually making a difference and making an impact on ACT.
Absolutely. Congratulations again on winning the award. I always find it interesting to learn how someone chooses the discipline of toxicology. Christina, could you tell us how you first got interested in the field?
So it really started in graduate school. So I started at University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, really in just a master's program for clinical laboratory sciences. My initial idea was that I was going to go into forensic sciences. But then I got connected with my faculty advisor, Dr. Janice Ells, and she was a classically trained toxicologist specializing in methanol toxicity. And we were using methanol as a tool compound to characterize mitochondrial dysfunction. And really, my love of toxicology actually started from there. So we ended up working on a project that was funded by DARPA, and it was funded to develop an alternative, safe method for the treatment of Parkinson's disease. Mitochondrial dysfunction is inherent in Parkinson's disease. And we were using near-infrared light to ameliorate that effect. I learned toxicology and also I kind of learned like alternative drug development. So during graduate school, I kind of realized that academia was not kind of where I wanted to be. I really loved teaching. That was probably my favorite part of graduate school, but I didn't like the other stuff that goes along with academia. So I really thought industry was where I was gonna end up. So then I did a postdoc at the Hamner Institute for Drug Safety Sciences with Dr. Paul Watkins. And my project was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So it was very interesting because it was part investigative toxicology, but it was also part drug development. So I got a feel for what pharma was like because we were interacting with big pharma at the time. And I kind of knew that that's really where kind of I wanted to go or end up. So after my postdoc, I got a position at GSK, which was literally right down the road from where I did my postdoc. And there I kind of fell in love with the position I had. So I was a project toxicologist supporting projects from early development all the way to marketed products. And that's the regulatory aspect of that, as well as the problem-solving part is what I love the best. And I truly enjoy my position now after I transitioned out of GSK, being in a smaller company now and the only toxicologist. I kind of feel like I know what I'm doing now, and I really kind of enjoy that aspect of toxicology, project support and regulatory support.
Thanks so much, Christina. As an early career professional myself, it's really inspiring to hear how folks first got interested and then continued their career in toxicologies. So Cheryl, I was curious also about your story and how you got interested in toxicology. Could you share that with us?
Well, I think it's an interesting question, how did you find toxicology? But in my case, the real question is, how did toxicology find you, which is really what happened. So I'm a classically trained molecular biologist and cell biologist, but my first independent position was at the Formal Chemical Industry Institute of Toxicology. I'm going to have a long list by the end of this interview of all the places where Kristen and I have similarities and where our paths have crossed, if not in time, at least professionally. And so I had been before that at the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences studying how chemicals can cause cancer. And so when I moved to CIIT and was encouraged to explore toxicology and particularly to join the Society of Toxicology, I was astounded to see an entire organization of people that cared as much about how chemicals cause disease as I did. And this was very exciting. So I immediately was involved in SOT. As some of you may be aware, I'm a past president of the society. And so to me, it has just been an incredible journey working with colleagues in SOT and ACT to learn more about what we can do to ameliorate or at least intervene in diseases that are caused by chemical exposures.
Like, it's just fascinating to hearing both of your stories, how it like has different turns that people take on their journey through our careers. So Cheryl, throughout your career, I'm sure you've witnessed so many changes in the field of toxicology, as you've noted. And I'm just curious to hear from you what you think are some major issues facing toxicologists today.
Well, I think that there are incredible opportunities and incredible challenges. So what are some of the opportunities? Well, in fact, sometimes they're two sides of the same coin. You know, the opportunity now to be able to move away from in vivo animal studies into next generation toxicology, what some people call TOX-21, and how do we do that? It's clearly the way that we have to go. Great minds are thinking about it. We need to continue to think about it. But the path is just not as clear as we might like it to be. So I think that's really one of the great challenges. How do we step up to this mandate that we obviously have as a field? You know, another challenge is that the field, at least on some level, has a bit of discordance within it in terms of how do we look at things that might be dangerous, and particularly in the work that the field that I'm in now, which is thinking about how the environment causes disease. I think we're all comfortable with saying, yes, we want to understand about drugs and how they might cause disease. How do we make sure bad drugs don't get to the clinic? How do we do that particularly well? And I think everyone embraces that. I think there's a little more discomfort, though, when we start thinking in that exact same terms about how the environment might be causing disease, how the environment might be affecting us. And I think it's difficult for everyone to understand how important this is, and that being aware of environmental causes disease does not necessarily make you enemies of certain people in different sectors, that we really all have to share this idea that much of the increase in disease that we see now is going to be attributable to the environment. In my field, we often talk about gene-environment interactions, now even gene-epigene environment interactions. They're hugely important. Other sectors of science have embraced this in some ways even more fully than the toxicology world, the Endocrine Society, the American Society for Cancer Research. And I think this is still a challenge for us in our profession to see how we're going to deal with this concern.
Cheryl, I'm really glad you brought up the point that toxicology is a really interdisciplinary field that requires the input of a lot of folks from different backgrounds. And Christina, I also wanted to give you the opportunity as an early career toxicologist to share your perspective on some of the issues facing toxicologists today.
I totally agree with Cheryl. One of my key points was that speaking as a project toxicologist or regulatory toxicologist, one of our main challenges is breaking the standard paradigm of drug development, especially for small molecules. When we talk about ICH-M3, it was first approved in 1997, and then revision 1 was in 2000, revision 2 was in 2009. So we're 8 years out of revision 2, and the science has changed immensely since that time. In vitro, ex vivo, computational modeling, and those fields have all grown immensely, and they are as they progress, they're becoming more and more predictive of what human risk is going to be. And I think with the establishment of the three R's, we need to be working pharmaceutical companies, drug development scientists, academia, we need to be working with regulatory agencies to determine what the appropriate path forward is going to be with integrating these new technologies into the drug development process and reduce the amount of not necessary in vivo studies that we conduct, basically as a box checking exercise for regulatory agencies. So then I also like one more comment too. So cell gene therapies is a new and like burgeoning field. Small molecules are like not the standard anymore. And I've recently worked on a cell therapy product that has zero precedence with the FDA. So working with regulatory agencies to develop what the most relevant testing strategy is gonna be like the forefront of regulatory project toxicologists, because as science grows and as drug development changes, we're going to be looking at molecules or proteins or RNAs or microRNAs, and these products are just, they're not covered by the standard ICH guidelines that we have now or FDA guidances. So it's like bridging a new path forward.
I agree. As a project toxicologist at my company and in my young career that I've had as well, I've seen this same experienced this as well. And I also think that, yes, toxicology is a field that is needing to evolve as the times evolve as well, both because of the guidance and the understanding that we're having, as well as the technologies that we're all dealing with and working together with. So thank you for that perspective. Really appreciate that.
Well, Cheryl and Christina, thank you again for taking time during the annual meeting to speak with us. It's been a pleasure, and congratulations to both of you again on your awards. That concludes this episode of ACT Talks Chats. Thank you to our audience for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by the American College of Toxicology, whose mission is to educate, lead, and serve professionals in toxicology and related disciplines by promoting the exchange of information and perspectives on applied toxicology and safety assessment. For more information, please visit www.actox.org.